There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. It can find you anywhere, be it outdoors and even in the privacy of your home, and no matter where you are. Research shows that 81% of Israeli teens are experiencing anti-Semitism online, noting Facebook dominating with the scourge. The survey, conducted by the Anti-Defamation League and the Konrad Adenauer Foundation, have established that 71% of Israeli teens have encountered anti-Semitism on social networks. 66% encountered web pages displaying anti-Semitic content, 65% viewed songs or videos containing anti-Semitic content, and 30% have discovered websites solely focused on anti-Semitic activity. Orna Halinger, the director of the Israel Internet Association's Netika Center for Optimum Use of the Internet, gives a Charity Begins at Home outlook of the survey, saying that people individually must take control and positively guide young people on how they view and respect individuals in life, and not just rely on leadership and politicians to lead the way when confronting social challenges. Staying with efforts to combat anti-Semitism in the United States, President Joe Biden has announced that a new group will be introduced to specifically focus on fighting anti-Semitism. The president has declared that anti-Semitism has no place in America and has called on all citizens to reject anti-Semitism in whatever form it takes, including Holocaust denial. To be known as an interagency group, its broader core function is to increase and better coordinate U.S. government plans to counter anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and other related forms of bias and discrimination within the United States. It will initiate a national strategy on how it threatens the Jewish community and all Americans, address anti-Semitic abuse wherever it occurs, and encourage all societies to prevent attacks and rally together against hate and discrimination. This development is the result of a recent surge in anti-Semitic remarks lately in the media, with survey agencies also noting an alarming rise in hate and discriminatory activities across the country. With just over 2.5 weeks to go, researchers in Germany are contemplating and bracing for what anti-Semitic activity will look like in 2023. Last week, Germany's Interior Minister, Nancy Faeser, observed with concern how the problem extends throughout German society and not just isolated in certain parts. According to latest data released by the Federal Criminal Police Office, more than 1,500 anti-Semitic attacks have already been recorded around the country during 2022. That's an average of 5 per day, whilst German media has been inundated with anti-Semitic content throughout the year. Following a national strategy issued last month by the German government to deal with anti-Semitism, a leading federal official, Felix Klein, says that the strategy could not have come at a better time, considering also the added impact of the pandemic and a rise in anti-Semitic activity over the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which analysts believe will add to the problem during next year. A new movement called Leaving the Country Together has sprung up to encourage Israelis to emigrate and establish diaspora communities. Owing to religious and political uncertainty in Israel, along with expanding settlements in Judea and Samaria. A daily message from the group appears on social media, highlighting changes in leadership and how the country is not the same as it was and the importance of moving soon. Its immediate goal is to identify 10,000 for expatriation. This Thursday, the group will meet on Zoom for the first time, hoping that the platform will help reach the targeted 10,000 mark, barring any abusive or hate disruptions dominating social media platforms as of late. And celebrating a fourth year now, many students from Jewish and Hebrew schools from the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and as far as Poland are creating sensory Hanukkah cards for severely disabled children at Adai Israel, a network which attends to specialized care and empowerment for the most vulnerable members of Israeli society. Right now, hundreds of cards are being delivered to the organization's two centers in Jerusalem and the Negev. This year, their creative masterpieces focuses on bright colors, ingenious textures, and three-dimensional elements. In line with this year's campaign, Ellie Klein, Adai's Director of Development for the United States and Canada, says, quote, "In a world that is often darkened with hatred and intolerance, we need to teach our children to shine the light of empathy and compassion," unquote. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.